It's time for the Phenology Show. Phenology is the rhythmic, biological nature of events as they relate to climate. And today's show is brought to you by BLAST. Some of you longtime listeners will remember the bureaucracy lamenting all those smashed turtles. Yeah, BLAST. We are once again active, and we caution you that some of those turtles are really just minor explosives designed to puncture your tire. So if you're thinking of running over a turtle, think twice. We're a little unhappy with the smashed turtles we're seeing. Which brings us to the Phenology Show, and a cautionary note, the turtles are moving about, the females are out laying their eggs, and so it is time to be very, very careful on the highways. It's their time of year to lay their eggs, and oddly enough, at this same time, I've had a number of reports in the last week, one from my father-in-law, one from Randy McCarty, and one I saw on my own, a turtle about the size of a quarter, out wandering around. Now, those turtles were actually in the egg all winter long. So normally what happens is this time of year, the 1st of June, the turtles come out, they find a sandy bank with a good sunshine, they dig a hole with their back leg, they urinate a little bit and make mud, and they scoop that hole out and they create this little chamber and they put in 10 or 12 eggs and they pack the dirt back in over the top and they wander off. And then the sunshine does the work. And the warmer it is, I'm probably going to get this wrong, but there is a temperature gradient that determines the sex of the turtle. And it seems to me that the warmer it is, the more likely they are to be men, boys, and if it's cooler, females. Now, as I said, I may have that backwards, but there is a temperature gradient that changes the sex in the egg. Now, those eggs normally would hatch after 80 to 90 days. And that would take them to about the 1st of September. And so in the 1st of September, you would be seeing some of these little turtles out wandering around, but not all of them. Some of those turtles actually don't come out of the egg and don't come out of the ground until now, until May of the following year. Anytime you see a turtle that's really, really small wandering around this time of year, it's from an egg that was laid last year at this time. It's not a baby turtle from this year because it takes a long time for those eggs to hatch. So keep an eye out for the turtles. If you're like me and you're kind of curious about them, when I see a turtle in my yard, if they're not busy digging a hole, if they're just wandering about either having finished laying their eggs or getting ready to lay their eggs, I like to scoop them up, flip them over, and take a picture of their plastron, the belly. And on a painted turtle, that's as singular and individual as your face. And so I take these pictures and then I go back through my older records and I try to see if certain turtles are coming back year after year. And in some cases, they do. So watch for that. Among the flowers that are in bloom right now and that you may want to check out, and some of these are pictures available on our Facebook page, the KAXE, KBXE Season Watch page. And you can see many, many of the beautiful flowers that I'm about to describe on this page, including among the orchids, the pink and yellow lady slippers, early coral root, heartleaf twayblade, striped coral root. All of those orchids are in bloom right now. Calypsos are in bloom. Ram's head's probably pretty soon. The showy lady slippers are up, and they should be blooming by the middle of the month, so we'll keep you apprised of those as well. Other flowers in bloom, if you get out into the bogs, you're going to see the three-leaved false Solomon seal, the Labrador tea. You'll see the cottony seed heads of the area from cottongrass, the tawny cottongrass. The other flower that's in the bog that's going to take a little bit closer investigation is the small cranberry, and it's just now beginning to bloom. Last week on Friday, it was just a little pink bud, and it was gorgeous. And I don't remember if I put that picture on Facebook or not, but I certainly will. If I haven't, it will be on there soon. This gorgeous little pink bud, and these buds are, the size of a match head. Eventually, you'll have a really pretty flower there. In fact, probably this week, those cranberries will be in bloom. Up on higher ground, away from the bogs, you're going to find, the high bush cranberry is in bloom. And in fact, I should probably stop and just talk about some of the flowers on shrubs that you're going to see, shrubs and trees that are still in flower right now. Black cherry and choke cherry are the two tree-sized plants that are in flower right now. The high bush cranberry and nanny berry and red osier dogwood all are in flower right now. All three of those have a big disc of white flowers. And if you look carefully at the cranberry, at the high bush cranberry, you'll see that there are these vestigial flowers around the outside edges that are simply there. They're larger than the flower's interior on those clusters, and their purpose is simply to attract the insects to that flower structure so that they will then wander around in where the fertile flowers are and actually create the fertilization that will ultimately result in the berries that will go uneaten, damn it. I don't know what's wrong with the birds around here, but our cranberries right outside the window here were not eaten at all this past year, and it seems like, kind of wasted their time. I don't know. Not much of a cranberry eater myself, but I guess if you put enough sugar on them, they're edible. Let's see. Mountain ash, another disc flower, is blooming as a tree. And finally, of a note that I think you should, I hate to advise you to go around and strike plants from the earth, but Tartarian honeysuckle is blooming right now. It has a pink and white flower, and it is a beautiful shrub, but it is also an invasive species. And down in the Brainerd area, it really has colonized in the woods, and much of the forest is being taken over by Tartarian honeysuckle. Between the Tartarian honeysuckle and the buckthorn, a lot of native plants are getting squeezed out. So if you have one of these pink and white flowering shrubs, go look at it. If it has opposite branches, odds are that it is the Tartarian honeysuckle, and at my house anyway, and I'm not advocating for this in any way other than to say that, you'd be doing your yard a favor if you got rid of it. And so at my house, I hook onto it with my chain, and I just rip it out of the ground and burn it, and then I'm done with it. And hopefully I'll keep it in check. Among the wild animals that I have seen, the goose migration is on, and I get calls and observations every year. It was a listener and a retired DNR employee, Mike Zekas, who lives over in the Bemidji area, who actually did the initial work on the molt migration of Canada geese. And this time of year, you probably have seen big flocks of Canada geese heading north. And those are birds that are unmated or failed in their nesting, or whatever the case may be. They are not having the responsibility of goslings, and so they are flying north into northern Minnesota, the boundary waters, or up into Canada. They'll find a quiet private little lake. They'll go through their eclipse molt, during which time they will be flightless, which is why they want to get away and find these areas where they can avoid conflict. So the eclipse molt is going on with the Canada geese, and you can check that out. Mink, I saw a mink this past week jaunting across the road and taking a dive into the ditches. And, of course, the painted turtles have been on everybody's mind if you're paying attention. There are a lot of painted turtles out there right now. The snapping turtles will be close behind. On another subject, on a note that always brings some anguish, horse flies and deer flies are out. Woohoo! You can't go wrong with a horse fly. I was, I'm sort of at the point with mosquitoes where, well, to give you an example, my daughter and her boyfriend were up here over the weekend and they were like, oh, the mosquitoes are really bad. And I just looked at them and go, I hadn't really noticed. And of course, there's mosquitoes all over me, but I don't notice mosquitoes. I just, they, unless they're on my eyelids or in my ears, I'm kind of oblivious to them. But I felt something biting my arm the other day, and I thought, what the heck is that? If that's a mosquito, it's got a heck of a bite. And I looked back there, and here's a horsefly having at my arm. So I put her out of my misery and was glad to do it. You don't often get a chance to kill those devils. They're awfully quick and sometimes hard to dispatch. But the deer flies and the horse flies are out. And I've been told there are some mosquitoes out there as well. So be prepared to defend yourself. And remember, leave the bug dope at home, because if they don't come to you, you can't kill them. So, and it's your job to kill some of them. I can't kill all the mosquitoes. You got to help me out here. So get out there and go after them. Finally, then, today, I just want to go down through a list of some really interesting flowers that are blooming that are not orchids and not shrubs. The blue bead lily is blooming. Starflower is blooming. Red baneberry is blooming. Nodding trilliums and the grandiflora, the big large-flowered trilliums. I mentioned the small cranberry. The three-leaved Solomon seal is blooming. Labrador tea, sarsaparilla, water arum. There's a lovely little pink flower out there in the pines that is called polygala. The name is Polygala passifolia. It's sometimes called gay wings. It's called flowering wintergreen. It's a interesting little plant and likes acid soils. And if you see it, it's got these two. Well, there's a picture of it on the Facebook page, but it's got two big petals that go out to the sides like Mickey Mouse ears, and then a long snout with a little purple fringe at the end. It's a white snout with a little purple fringe at the end. It's really quite the interesting little flower. One of my favorites. That's Polygala passifolia. White campion is blooming out west. I haven't seen it here in the Grand Rapids area yet, but it should be blooming here very soon. Indian paintbrush, again, a western blooming to the west. Both Harvey Jader in Bemidji and Ed Dallas Hudson down in Akeley have seen cow parsnip and white campion blooming. Canada Mayflower is blooming, and over in the west again, I haven't seen this here in the east, the Canada Milk Vetch and the American Vetch. One has a few white flowers on it. That's the Canada Milk Vetch, and the American Vetch is covered, well, has many more flowers, and they're sort of purple with a little white in the throat. So those are vetches. They look like peas. They have little tendrils that reach out and grab onto other plants. And when you see these flowers, you'll think of wild peas, and that's essentially what they are. So check those out, too. Lots of things going on. Many, many, many observations to make this time of year. I hope that you are taking a few notes as you go along in your life. And don't forget, the word of the day is blast. Stay away from those turtles. Do a little evasive driving. It's not hard to miss a turtle. It's kind of like dodging a beer can. All right, that's the Phenology Show for this week. Thanks for tuning in.